In Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, the Rambam tells us a Zohi Tshuva Gemura. Zeshe Bala Yado Davar Sheavar Bahu VeEfsha BiYado LaAsoso UPiresh VeLo Asam Ipnei HaTshuva Lo MiYira VeLo MiKishlon Koach. Right, Zok the Rambam that Tshuva Gemura is that you're put in the same situation where you previously violated an Aveira, and you restrain yourself. You don't violate the Aveira. Lo mi yira v'lo mi kishlon koach. The reason why you don't violate the Aveira is not because of yira, nor because of kishlon koach. He gives the example of someone who was born a isha ba'aveira. The fellow had an illicit sexual relationship, and then he ends up in yichud. That itself is difficult because the yichud itself is an Aveira. But we'll bracket that question for a minute. The guy still loves her. He still is physically strong. It's in the same place, and he decides not to do it. That is Tshuva Gemura. This is what Shlomo HaMelech says, Zacharis Bar Echa Bimei Bechuro Secha. If you do Tshuva in your old age, so then it's not Tshuva Gemura, but it still helps, and you're still considered a Baal Tshuva. Even if you do Tshuva at the very end of your life, it still is considered a Ba'al Tshuva, etc. That's what the Rambam writes. Now, my only ha'ara within the Rambam is that you get an impression from the Rambam that the Rambam has a negative impression of Yiras Shamayim. No? The Rambam writes that a Tshuva Gemura is someone who, because of Tshuva, the fellow does not violate the Aveira again. Lo mi yira v'lo mi kishlon koach. Kishlon koach, I understand. Kishlon koach means that I'm weak. I'm physically not strong. Like the Rambam writes two lines later, that the fellow finds himself together with that woman, and he doesn't do the aveira, even though physically he's still capable of doing it. Nonetheless, he doesn't do it. So kishlon koach, I understand. But lo mi yira is a strange line in the Rambam. What do you mean that the fellow does not do that here because of yira? Now, some understand that what the Rambam means is lo mi yira means that you're not scared of being caught. But I don't think that could be the pshat, because the Rambam tells us in two lines from now that it's the same exact situation. Meaning I'm in the same place, and just like I wasn't caught last time, I'm not going to be caught this time. I know. So what does yira mean? So you get the impression that yira means yira shamayim. Yira shamayim. And the Chora, therefore, what the Rambam is saying is that if a person does tshuva because of Yiras Shamayim, the person is not about tshuva Gemura. The Rambam is a philosopher. And the Rambam, the philosopher, is of the opinion that genuine tshuva means that you come because of Ahavas Hashem. General tshuva means that because I love the Rabbono Shel Olam, I want to come closer to the Rabbono Shel Olam. That's real tshuva. Tshuva because of yira, according to the Rambam, is on some level deficient, and therefore you are not going to be called a Baal Tshuva Gemura. The Rabbi Yona, at the beginning of the Shari Tshuva, has a very different approach to tshuva, no? Rabbi Yona basically says that the ikar of tshuva is the yira. Right? The Rambam, I think, is going in a very different direction. For the Rambam, if I'm scared of something, even if I'm scared of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that means I'm not intrinsically motivated. And genuine tshuva is intrinsically I'm motivated, I want to do the right thing. Because I want to do the right thing. If I want to do the right thing because I'm worried about being punished, so that's not called doing the right thing. However, there's a Hasidish way out of this conundrum. Like Hasidim sometimes are able to solve problems that, pardon the expression, other types of Jews or normal Jews are not able to solve. So the Rebbe Reb Arala of Karlin had a Talmud who he was mamish kashur elav b'chol nime yahava. A Talmud that he mamish was connected to, and he had love for the Talmud. The Talmud had love for Reb Arla of Karlin mamish, like mamish like a father and a child. People know that their father will love them no matter what. Right? You know, even if Rachmana Litzlan, you end up who knows where? Your father's still going to love you. He might be upset with what you did, right? You ended up a drug addict, who knows where? But daddy will still love you. Hey, I think that's a davar pashut. So Rabbi Aaron of Karlin has this Talmud who he's still connected to. And as Rosh Hashanah approaches, and he's trying to explain to the Talmud the notion of Yira, right? There's a certain Amos Hadin that we have going into Rosh Hashanah. So Rabbi Aaron walks over to the Talmud, apparently he says, Klumata Yarim Yimeni, are you scared of me? And the Talmud said, no, I'm not scared of you, Rebbe. I know that you love me more than anything. I'm not scared. Right? Obviously, Rabbi Aaron is trying to bring out the idea that Rabbi Nishon loves us, so what's it to be scared of you, Hadin? So he keeps on asking, Klumata Yarim Yimeni, Klumata Yarim Yimeni. So finally the Talmud said, yeah, Rebbe, there's one thing I'm scared of. I'm scared that the intense ahava that we have now will somehow dissipate. In other words, what Reb Aaron of Karlin was trying to draw out from this Talmud is that sometimes there's a form of Yiras Shamayim that itself emerges from ahava. No? I know that I have an intense love for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Like sometimes people are very scared of losing a loved one. No? It's like a very common nightmare that you have. Again, you shouldn't have nightmares. But if people have nightmares, one of the most common nightmares that people have when they wake up in that sweat is that someone who they love is dying. Or that... these are the fears that people have. And those fears are the fears that the intense ahava will go away. I would argue that if the fear is fear because of ahava going away, that even for the Rambam would be tshuva gemura, but fear because of punishment is not, fear because of punishment for the Rambam is not tshuva gemura. This is a little bit of a different distinction than what they talk about Yiras HaOnesh versus Yiras HaRoimimus. Right? Yiras HaRoimimus means I'm scared of the Rebbeinu Shalom because Rebbeinu Shalom is Ram V'nisa Shochein Shchakim, he's so far above all of us. That's Yiras HaRoimimus. Even, I would argue, even for the Rambam, Yiras HaRoimimus might not be ideal. But Yira that is Neveya Me'ahava, I would say the Yira that you're worried, this intense feeling, my wife sent me a video to look at. There's one Brene Brown who does TED Talks. People know what TED Talks are? Okay. This one, Brene Brown, does TED Talks. And one of the TED Talks that she does involves vulnerability. That people feel one of the hardest things for someone to express is that I'm vulnerable. And if you want to build a relationship, when you express your vulnerability, so that's actually the good way to build a relationship. And Yirtzeh Hashem in dating situations. So if you want to know that the relationship is going well, it's at a time when something that you feel vulnerable to can be expressed. Some fear that you have. But part of the vulnerability thing, the way this Brené Brown explains it, is that we also don't want to get caught up in complete joy. Like, things can be going amazing. It's like the best thing ever. But we always have this nagging fear that maybe not. No? There's always this fear. Parents have it. You see the kid sleeping at night. The kid is so beautiful, so amazing. And suddenly you get this thought in your head, oh my gosh, what if? It's like a very frightening thing. And I think on some extent that's the yira, that's Noveya Mitov Ahava, that's the yira of Reb Arla of Karlin. I don't know why I like this idea. I just like it. Okay, so now we will pause and move on to Hilchos Shabbos.